This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, County Farm Bureau young leader groups around the area had a busy summer full of tours, discussion meets, and quiz bowls. Mark Rushop of Staunton serves as the District 15 young leader rep for the state, and today we'll visit with him about how those events went this summer, what it takes to become a member of the group, and how things are going on his family's farm in Macoupin County.
Like you said, I'm Mark Rushop. I'm from Staunton, and I help host discussion meet in Section 15. It's where we get boys and girls together, and we give them a topic, and they talk it out. We look at some pros and cons. You debate the topic, their modern topics, their, you know, what farming looks like in the future or solving problems on day-to-day operations. And our winner from that was Regan Yale, and he's from Greenfield up there in Greene County. And it's the first time he's done it, and he did very well. And he'll be moving on to the state level, and he'll compete in Chicago.
Well, congratulations to him. Exciting to have a local winner. But District 15, you have several counties in your district, so I imagine several local people were competing in this.
Yeah, we had a few, but we always like more. It's really, you know, you can come in and sit and watch. It's open to the public or Farm Bureau members. And you can come in and get a feel for it and compete the next year always. To be in the young leader group, you got to be 18 to 35, and we're always looking for more. It is a little intimidating at first, but usually everybody's pretty casual with it.
Would you say the best way to get involved would be to start with your County Farm Bureau office?
Yeah, absolutely. Contact your local Farm Bureau office, and they'll let you know about upcoming meetings and upcoming events, maybe mixers. The young leaders are throwing in that county. Like, I just hosted again, District 15. We went to the St. Louis Science Center. And we visited the exhibit called Grow, where I arranged a tour, and we got a private tour put on by the lady who basically is in charge of the farm exhibit. They were a great host. We came, and they gave us passes to any movie or show we wanted to see in the Science Center. And she really wanted to learn more about what we did on our farm and our daily operations, so she could pass that along to the public and her guests. And, you know, problems she was experiencing in her small, I guess you could say, her small sandbox farming operation there at the Science Center. Like, her cornfield was being attacked by squirrels and birds, which we really didn't offer any good solutions. Her beans weren't as full and lush as ours out here on the farm. Maybe that was due to, we thought maybe heat stress, being in a urban setting. There's a lot of heat and concrete around. And they also have a combine there, a Case International combine. And with every hour or two, they get up there and they start the combine. They unfold the corn head. They fold it. They put the auger out. They explain to you how it all works. She also made the comment that she felt this every year, I guess a few years, they trade. She made the comment that she thought this combine was a little bit smaller than the last one because she couldn't feel the power. And she said what the last number was, and this combine she had there was a little bit smaller. So she was excited to get up in that combine and start it up always and show the guests.
Well, it sounds like a fun trip, and I know that's not the only trip that young leader groups make. I know that's kind of something that's routine. If you want to get involved, you guys are always trying to plan new things for groups to see and learn about. And as you were explaining, an opportunity for farmers and people like us involved in the ag industry to share your story and also meet new people.
That's right. That's what we really want to do, share our story with the public. And, you know, the Science Center is really doing a good job of that. I would say everyone should really take some time and go visit that. Really, you know, winter on farms, there ain't a whole lot going on. Same with the Science Center. So summer and spring and fall is probably the busier times, is where you really want to go and visit. And sometimes she'll bring live animals in for the day, and she's always looking for farmers to come in and share their story with the public.
All right. Well, sounds like a great opportunity. Mark, kind of looking back at last month in August, it was a busy month, I think, for everybody. We were wrapping up county fair season. There was a state fair and farm progress show. The young leaders were also involved with an event at the state fair in Springfield.
Yeah. We had our Quiz Bowl, which we put on every year, and it's always a big popular event. It lasts all day, and it takes place on Ag Day. And it's where we get teams from every county or whoever wants the county to want to put together a team. And we ask them a variety of ag questions, all the way from sheep to horse to agronomics to financial questions. And we're lucky to have Madison County. They took fourth place overall. We're always excited about that. We got a great group down there. And they did really well representing our area and their county.
What counties belong to District 15?
Bond County, Madison County, Macoupin County, Greene County, Calhoun County, and Jersey County. So really, I got a widespread area, more of the southern Illinois type to western Illinois. It's a fairly big area, and it's really taken in.
And, Mark, you being from near Staunton, of course, your local county farm bureau would be Macoupin County. And I know you guys like to work locally as well as widespread with your other counties. But I think an upcoming event you're planning to work with local FFA groups?
Yeah. Here coming up, we're putting together an activity for the local FFA kids. We're going to contact every chapter, and we're going to put on an etiquette dinner, which shows the boys and girls basically the ins and outs of their dinner plate, what fork to use. It's going to be a very proper setting, and it'll be served to you, so you know how to place the napkin, how to cut your meat and eat your peas, all that. And we have a lot of fun with it. We get a great speaker every year. It's really something the kids can take with them through their entire lives.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great event, and probably adults listening could stand to go through an etiquette dinner. I know I could probably use a refresher myself, so it sounds like a lot of fun, and wish you guys the best of luck with that. As you mentioned already, pretty easy to get involved with a young leaders group, but Mark, go ahead and remind us again if anyone would like to get involved with some of these events that you've mentioned.
Absolutely. Basically, find out what county you're in. And every county has a Farm Bureau manager. You can contact them, and they'll be happy to get you in contact with the Young Leaders Group. If maybe you don't have a Young Leaders Group in that county, maybe the county joining does, and you can be active in that one. You don't have to be directly, you know, you don't have to be a farmer to be in it. You can, if you have any interest in agriculture or food production or even gardening, or maybe you just, you know, horses or anything like that, you can be in our young leader group.
Well, it definitely sounds like a great opportunity to get involved and meet new people. And Mark, we've talked before, and you are active in your family's farm. We're starting harvest in this area. I know some crops aren't quite ready to come out of the field, still need to dry down a few points. How do things look at home for you guys on the farm?
We are getting started. We just started with some beans here recently. And, you know, the bean yields, they're looking good. They're looking really good. We're surprised to get out in them. We got a different combine this year, so it's we're taking easy going, because there's a lot of different controls and buttons, and it's a all new ball game with this machine. But it's me, my father, Lawrence, and my mom, Karen, my brother, Tim, and his wife, Jennifer. And they have a little girl, Mackenzie, and they're expecting another baby here in the beginning of October. So that'll be another great addition to Rushop Family Farm.
Well, great to hear that harvest is off to a great start. Besides your grain and your crops in the field, you've also got a little bit of livestock. And I think you said some stuff has recently changed for you and your small flock of sheep that you have.
A few weeks ago, I went out to South Central Iowa and purchased some Dorset replacement ewes. And I also got a Dorset ram, and they'll be a great add to my flock, you know, different genetics. These are more traditional Dorsets. They're more of a meat type instead of more of a taller Dorset, and they're more of a production type animal for consumption, and it's a great to have these. And we also have some beef cattle, We have a Red Angus Simmental cross. Right now we're running a Simmental Bull. He's more of a Fleckvieh, which is a type of Simmental. They're shorter and more heavily muscled, and they're smaller and easier fleshing animals, the Fleckvieh type. But we do a lot of a locker business, I guess you could call it. We sell halves and quarters to customers, whole beef. And we just really love getting to know our customers, and they like to know exactly where their product and their beef comes from. It comes from, you know, here at the farm. They're welcome to come by or call and visit, and it's just really great.
Sounds great, Mark. As far as calving season goes, is calving in the spring or the fall for you guys?
Well, we run two herds, and we have a smaller herd, which is a fall calving herd, and they're running a little late this year, so we haven't started fall calving yet, but they're starting the show, and we'll get some calves here on the ground probably in October. And the winter calves, or the spring calving, I should say, we'll probably wean those here pretty soon, because we haven't had significant rainfall to keep the pastures up, so we'll probably get them weaned and in the lot and on some hay and grain pretty shortly here.
Mark Rushop, Illinois Farm Bureau, District 15 Young Leader Rep from Staunton. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.